And now, the National Lampoon Radio Hour presents Laughs from the Past.
And now, the National Lampoon Radio Hour.
You don't have to look at pictures on the radio.
Eat my shirt, Twain.
It doesn't ruin your vision like a TV show.
All together now, sing along with I'm Back Whip.
Practice yoga on the ground, or get up and walk around.
You can do it when you're listening to the radio.
Hi, I'm Joe St. John. And I am so thrilled to be a guest hostess of this, the very first National Lampoon Radio Hour. I can hardly talk.
Not bad, Mr. President, but let's try it again with a little more feeling this time. Let's be a little more convincing.
I can't help it if I didn't sound convincing. That's just the way I talk.
Good evening. My name is Roger DeSwans, and it is my pleasure to welcome our radio audience to tonight's classic of the contemporary drama, Waiting for Godot, by Samuel Beckett.
437 River Street. I thought we was going to the garden.
This is the National Lampoon Radio Hour.
Hi, Karen Valentine here, just to say, gosh, I can't remember when I've enjoyed myself more.
You've never heard of the Chinese fortune hat?
My father used to put my head in the going bag and put me in the basement. Greetings.
Excuse me, sir. May I ask you one question?
Ask.
How do you feel about the National Lampoon Radio Hour going off the air?
By the which?
The National Lampoon Radio Hour.
Never heard of it.
Hello.
Hello. Will you accept to call that call from Hale Black?
Hey, Evan, I just wrote a joke. I'll tell it, if I may.
Now, that's a silly thing to say. There's no new jokes today.
Whether jokes are old or new, just telling them is lots of fun. You dig up some old pun and say, have you heard this one?
Hey, Costello, no smoking.
Hey, Abbott, who's smoking?
You are.
What makes you think I'm smoking?
Hey, you've got a cigar in your mouth.
I got my shoes on, but I ain't walking.
Laugh, laugh, laugh. There's lots to be thankful for. Laugh, laugh, laugh. Things have been worse before. If you're double-crossed by the friend, you quick put your round and above and beaten and kicked. They may have you down, but you'll never be next if you laugh, laugh, laugh.
Do you know that when a pound of butter was stolen from a taxi cab, the price of it was taken out of the cab driver's salary?
Good evening. We are very privileged to have with us in the studio today a 19-year-old perfect master. He's also a swami, and he's only 19. And what is your name?
Craig. Craig Baker.
Craig Baker.
Right.
Yes. Well,
right.
Could you tell us, please tell us where you come from?
I'm from Champaign, Urbana.
Lunchtime. A moment's pause.
I am losing my patience. I do not need to remind you what happened in the course of my experiment with the unfortunate push-me-pull-you.
It's a jolly, jolly, we want jolly, we want jolly, we want jolly. They were screaming, they were laughing, they were crying, they were whistling for me. I just let it go.
Now, I'd never hit my wife or lock her in the onion cellar if she didn't make a perfect cup of coffee.
And this is Henry Leffingwell saying, just remember, you heard it here.
Lucy, who has overheard the preceding exchange, bursts into derisive giggles. Whereupon Snoopy, sporting a catcher's mask and a typically wry expression, strides resolutely back to the plate, signals.
How can you believe me when I told you that I love you when you know I've been a liar all my life?
What if Ed Sullivan were tortured?
This will make the Holy Father laugh.
What if steel needles, say 6 inches long, were plunged into Ed's eyes? I think it would go something like this.
All alone by the telephone.
could have been something, Stella. I could have been a contender.
Next week we'll be taking a look at the South Vietnamese army, men who don't know the meaning of the word fear, or the word table, or sandwich, window, or much of anything, really.
Who are you?
I'm the Avon lady.
Well, we want to buy a lot, so get out of here.
As we drove to the nudist camp, I was so embarrassed that I must have blushed all the way. And when we got undressed in our cabin and it was time to come out, Bob had to literally almost pull me.
Come on, Helen. Don't be shy. Everyone is waiting for us at the barbecue. Last one for the barbecue.
Is the way,
give me your money.
I'm not going to give you my money. What are you talking about?
You're not going to give me your money?
Are you serious?
Hi, just me, Anita Bryan, thanking the contributors to tonight's National Lampoon Radio Hour, who are in alphabetical order, Michael O'Donoghue, Bob Tischer.
Oh.
There is nothing wrong with your radio.
Excuse me, officer, can I ask you a question? How do you feel about the National Lampoon Radio Hour going off the air?
Geez, I feel terrible about it. I sometimes cancel my whole vacation if it conflicts with me listening to it, and I'm all broken up over it. I don't know what to say.
It's our show. We can do anything we want.
I said, it's all over. We've had our loss, we've had our fun, we've had our kicks, we have quaffed deep of the cup of love. They might know safe and eat.
Hi, I'm Linda Lovelace, and I'd like to thank the contributors.
Back off a bit from the mic. You're too close.
Okay.
Take two.
Hi, I'm Linda Lovelace.
Good night from Mo. Good night from Larry. Good night from Joe.
Good night from the Three Stooges.
Sleep tight, kids. Good night.
This is Gracie Weisbrot.
I'm sitting around saying your name, okay?
What do you say? White bread. Oh, that sounds better.
White bread is a good...
White bread, because that's it.
Gracie,
white bread. Gracie, white bread. You are listening to the National Lampoon Radio Hour. This is Gracie Whitebread speaking.
You're smoking marijuana. Give me a poke. I would love some. I love marijuana.
Well, he knows. We might as well give him a poke.
Inspector Silver, what does it feel like to have the responsibility for incinerating $600,000 worth of marijuana?
What?
You are listening to the National Lampoon Radio Hour. This is Gracie White.
Hello, I'm Jane Wyatt, welcoming you to the National Lampoon Radio Hour.
This here, your grandfather?
The comedy stylings of King Faisal.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Take my wives, please.
How about this one?
If you need help, call the FBI.
You are listening to the National Lampoon Radio Hour.
XM Comedy.
Being tough is her job, and she does it well. She is the enforcer.
Hanging up, you're grounded. That means no phone.
Come on, it was only weed. I only did it once.
She doesn't love being tough. She's tough because she loves the enforcer.
When I say no weed, I mean no weed.
She's more than a hero. She's...
a good mom.
Parents, the anti-drug. For information on how to keep your kids away from marijuana, visit theantidrug.com or call 1-800-788-2800.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Three parking tickets, two flat tires, and a lot of car keys.
Holiday shopping can be hard, so instead of rushing all over town, come to Best Buy, where you can find something fun for everyone. Thousands of possibilities. Get yours. Best Buy.
XM Comedy 150 now legally returns you to the National Lampoon radio program.
The situations and characterizations on this show are fictitious. Any transmission, reproduction, or rebroadcast of this show without the express permission of the National Lampoon Radio Hour is prohibited. Theft of comedy material is a crime punishable by not less than 15 years in a federal penitentiary. Good night.
Give me that pepper, boy.
Okay. There you go. Now take a good snort. That's right, Mr. C. You got it. Get down
here.
Holy Moses.
This is a public disservice message from the National Lampoon Radio Hour.
Should you ever find that a local merchant has overcharged you, misrepresented his product or service, or defrauded you in any way, don't report him to your local Better Business Bureau. There are a lot of crazy people in the world today, and he might just end up coming after you with a gun.
Hey, I enjoy being stabbed. Ooh.
For she was stupid, she was goofy, and she rambled wild and free. Until one day a stranger hit the hills. He was a radio comedian with no more sense than she, and he lured her with a bunch of dollar bills. Now Nettie is the nitwit of the networks. She's goofy still, but also dirty rich. Toward the bug house they were shoving her. Now she earns more than the governor. Oh, Nettie is the nitwit of the networks.
If you heard what you think you heard, you're absolutely right.
Hello, this is Michael O'Donoghue. And before we return with part two of tonight's National Lampoon Radio Hour, I'd just like to warn our listeners that we've had some reports that certain stations aren't playing the second half of the show, and one station has even gone so far as to claim that we've switched over to being only a half an hour long. Now, I don't know who they think they're kidding. The show is called the National Lampoon Radio Hour.
We can make it stupid.
What do you have, stranger?
Well, I'll have a beer and a shot.
Or moronic.
How about you?
A shot and a beer. It's our show. We can do anything we want.
How about you, pal? What do you have?
I'll just have a beer. I'm looking for a man named Mendoza. You know anything about him?
Well, maybe I do, and maybe I don't.
Well, here's 20 ducks. Does that refresh your memory?
20 ducks? What am I going to do with 20 ducks?
How about 20 bucks, then?
Well, now you're talking my language. Yeah, I could tell you something about Mendoza.
Well, let's have it. Shoot.
Because this is
the National Lampoon Radio Hour.
Hi there, I'm Molly B., welcoming you to the National Lampoon Radio Hour.
As you probably have heard, however, a number of fascist pig station managers are refusing to play the last half of the show.
Okay, how much is it?
It's a buck a bucket.
A buck a bucket? What do you mean a buck a bucket, man? What's a bucket?
A buck a bucket.
What's that?
A bucket can be anywhere from 3 to 5 cans. I always give 5 cans.
You get 6 cans in California, man.
This isn't California, Jack.
I drive a big rig, 10 tons semi out of Kansas City, Mo. On the Pennsylvania Pike out of Pittsburgh, I saw the Cascade reason low. Got to think about the kids and wives, the ups and downs of a trucker's life. Fuel prices up and street limits down, I just got mad, you know.
And the traveling salesman says,
Once again, I'd like to repeat that from now on, the National Lampoon Radio Hour will only be a half an hour long. We've donated the remaining 30 minutes to the United Council of Churches to do with what they will.
What is that? Please don't tell me, what is your hose?
I'm gonna get a hose tonight.
All my world has fallen in since my lady slashed the wrist last night just to hurt me.
Slit your left wrist, taking care not to cut the tendons. Okay? Now, if you thought I was serious about slitting your wrists, you blew it.
Hello, this is guest hostess Miriam Makeba.
Another brutal reminder of nature's awesome power. Triggered, authorities say, by a ski instructor zipping up his fly.
Hi, this is Holly Loki, here to thank the contributors to tonight's National Lampoon Radio Hour.
Hello, I'm Christopher Surrey.
And I'm Henry Beard.
We're Americans united to beat the Dutch.
I'm sorry, I lost it up. Let's start the thing over.
I'm sorry, I lost it up. Let's start the thing over.
Let's take it again from the top.
Linda Blair, the Exorcist!
I just want to say thank you to our director, Billy Friedkin, and Jason, and Max, and of course, Bill Blatty, who
wrote the screenplay.
And, I love you all so much.
Ah, look at
Stop
it!
Mother!
Stroke the Oscar.
Stop!
Wait, hold it, Bob. I just received word that the Ohio National Guard has fired into a crowd of streakers.
Oh, did I hurt him? Is he all right?
He's not hurt. Come on, get up. Shake it off. Come on, crybaby, stand up. Boy, hit him again.
But he's crying.
Hit him again, I said. He can take it. Hit him.
All right.
This is my imitation of Elizabeth Taylor, and this is from a scene in Cleopatra where she is... After being presented to Caesar in the rug's rolled out, and she comes out of the rug. And they chat for a while, and then he goes to leave, and she calls him, and it goes something like this. Come back here, you! I haven't dismissed you yet! Get back here, you!
When Dr. Narco had last heard from Flash, he was being methodically tortured by the atomic mole people from the planet Dave. Let's find out how Flash intends to get out of this one.
Hey, what are you doing anyway? You better put that down, you know, because stop that. You better stop that. I'm going to tell my counselor on you.
Excuse me, sir. May I ask you one question, please?
One question, no more.
How do you feel about the National Lampoon Radio Hour going off the air?
Going off the air?
Yes.
Since when?
Next week.
No, that's bad.
As you know, each girl, from Miss Alabama right on down through Miss Wyoming, will have to answer a series of short questions for our viewers and for the judges. Of course, each of the girls' answers will be judged according to the size of their breasts.
Consider me deterred. You are deterred.
Well, fans, there you have it. At 4:05 of the first period, Guy Gilbert, guillotine for high sticking.
The Maple Leaf Megaphone Newsreel marches through customs into Canada and right back out again with nothing to declare.
What do you say to a Canadian who just came into a little money? Bring me back a carton of Luckies.
Keep my bed warm, keep my shorts clean.
And now, the special Lampoon Radio Hour Easter show.
Excuse me, St. Jude?
Yes, come in, my son.
Danny Thomas is outside. He'd like to see you.
That brown nose. Listen, you tell him I'm not in. Tell him I'm not here.
Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm here to tell you what urgent business is pressing on the good Lord's mind.
Ah, it's those pesky kids next door at St. Mary's again.
Of course, Michael O'Donohue left the National Lampoon back in the spring of 1974.
Come in.
The Sluts from Space.
Reach into your briefcase in the middle of history. Think you can't understand what it's doing.
Tonight, the National Lampoon presents a new concept in ecologically responsible programming. 100% recycled radio. The summer reruns of the National Lampoon Radio Hour.
Girls, we go
on the air in a week. We don't have much time.
You don't like it? You can stuff it.
That's right. Craig Baker, Flash Basil, Roger the Swan, all the Radio Hour gang will be on hand to tickle your ribs and hassle your headband.
Hello, listen, I'm a talent agent. I'm fantastic. I'm Irish North, William Norris.
Why don't you empty some of your water out?
You heard of me? Great. 10% trail. I'm talking funniness. I'm talking a funny man. I'm talking Yuri Shankar.
What's going on here? Is there a type of trail?
By the way, watch. It ate the studio.
Those fat blimps ate the studio?
The tub got stayed on the bottom.
Carpenter dwarfs. I want the carpenter dwarfs right up here. Okay, you guys, listen. Listen, look at this place. I want it fixed up. Who's in charge here? Who's your foreman?
Yeah, Taco Joe, that's me, your ratchet. These are my boys. Yeah, I'm Needle Nose. I'm Balpy. They call me Tickle Jim.
Okay, just get this place cleaned up, or we're all going to lose a lot of money.
Okay, boys. We got the place ourselves. Hey, look. Let's
What have you guys done? It's worse than before. Get out of here. Get all of you. Get out of here. The place is ruined. I don't know what we're going to do. We can't do a show out of here.
Right, I got an idea. There's a little theater up in Maine. They do shows up there. We could send Bob Tischler up to take the show, and we could play that.
Yeah, it sounds goofy stupid, but it might just be goofy stupid enough to work.
Yeah, right.
We are here in Sabbath Day Lake, Maine, at the Littleworth Auditorium to bring you in its entirety.
I believe we're such a perfect match. I would go and see you,
New York City. And our Megaphone newsreel camera is on hand to record the glittering spectacle as top stars of the entertainment world prepare to arrive at the swank Hotel Dixie, a few blocks north of the city's main bus terminal, for the premiere of the National Lampoon Radio Hour's gala second season.
Come on, let's go. Do it.
I like bananas because they have no bones.
Help, please!
Hello.
People are smoking dope in here!
Listen.
Used to be a rock and roll junkie, living on the beach in the sand like a clam. But now I'm kind of funky, whoa, yes I am. I'm your methadone maiden's man, yeah.
A man walks into a nightclub with a beautiful girl in his arm.
Was it we? Come out and play.
Walter Cronkite is gay?
Casey Stengel.
Casey Stengel, I can't believe
it. Dog, you know. She has the biggest collection of tiaras I've ever seen.
And next week, we have a special treat for you. The entire cast and crew of the National Lampoon Radio Hour will pretend to move to California.
Chula Vista weather, cloudy.
This is Patricia Hearst. My friends call me Tanya.
Southern California.
Prison Farm. Where men are forced to live like kings.
Talking about that cool.
Customs officials at the Mexican border today seized 3,000 pounds of illegal aliens.
Hey, two honeys, huh? Hey, listen, you got any cords? Hey,
you guys want to come in here for a second? Kelly, hey, get in here, huh? Hey, we stop horsing around in the shower and come over here. I got something to say before the game.
What did you do for the summer? What I'd like to know.
Cut, Bob. Hold it. Can I help you?
No, it's all right. I'm going to be playing some drums.
We can't play the drums here. Now we're doing the show. Hey!
It's cool, man. I play drums.
What did he say?
Excuse me? Wailing Songs. The best.
Out of New Bedford, 21 years on the good ship Columbine.
Hey! Hi. I'm Dwayne Thomas, running back for the Washington Redskins. If it weren't for professional football, I'd probably be pounding the streets looking to teach phys ed to some of that trash.
Oh, don't worry about those old stories. Only ignorant villagers and old wives' tales.
Captain, Captain, we've sighted food. Hey!
I love those French donuts.
Bubba and Chuck Fred. Oh, Bubba and Chuck Fred. They're from my hometown. Had a radio show, and the big people laugh, and they said the news, and said the weather, and they had some fun. Older Annie, you're my hometown.
Thank
you, boys.
Well, Billie Jean.
Mamie Eisenhower walks into a massage parlor, takes off her legs, sits on the toity. Can't believe it, she's taking a dump.
When you tune in to listen to the National Lampoon Radio Hour, it won't be there.
Ha! You got it?
It won't be there. We're going off the air. That's what Christmas means to Santa. You can thank Santa for having no more radio show.
Ha! 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
This is Christopher Guest.
I'm Brian Doyle Murray.
And I'm John Belushi.
We're here. This is the 59th and last edition of the National Lampoon Radio Hour. We've been on for 59 weeks, and this is our last show.
And we'd like to thank all the people who have contributed to the success of the National Lampoon Radio Hour, but they're too numerous to mention, and, well, frankly, we don't have enough time.
They are in alphabetical order.
Bob Tischler, Barbara Addy, J.J. Berry, Henry Beard, Ann Beats, John Belushi, Richard Belzer, Jeff Berman, Valerie Biro, Polly Beer, Ed Bluestone, David Bloom, Pat Bright, Nancy Wayburn-Kane, Bob Caliban, Adolph Caesar, Chris Cerf, Chevy Chase, Mike Clemens, Paul Collins, Steve Collins, Peter Cook, Rhonda Coulet, Wendy Craig, Richard Crooks, Sid Davis, Paul Dooley, Brian Doyle Murray, Bob Dryden, Andy Duncan, Antonia Duran, Patrick Epstein, Flo and Eddie, Mark Gill, Keith Ginsburg, Paul Ginsburg, Ben Fried, Danny Goggin, Gary Goodrow, Ellen Gross, Christopher Guest, Archie Hahn, Martin Harvey Friedberg, John Heckman, Richard Helfer, Tony Hendra, Nate Herman, Janice Hirsch, Bob Hoban, Mark Borowitz, Paul Jacobs, Judy Jacklin, Leon Janney, Mary Pat Kelly, Sean Kelly, Doug Kenny, Ted Kubiak, Dr. Justo Lacumba, Tom Leopold, Abby Lewis, Juan Marquez, Tim Mayer, Bruce McCall, Brian McConaughey, Bob Michelson, Hunt Middleton, Mary Mitchell, Dudley Moore, Lloyd Moss, Bill Murray, Harold Oblong, Michael O'Donohue, Joseph O'Flaherty, P.J. O'Rourke, Bob Perry, Timothy Pitt, Alice Playton, Shelley Plimpton, Emily Prager, Paul Price, Gilda Radner, Harold Ramis, Norman Rose, Stan Sawyer, Jan Scanlon, John Scanlon, Tony Sheeran, Paul Schaefer, S.E. Slovak, Marilyn Sokol, Marvin Soli, Guy Sorrell, Betty Stamm, Peter Stample, Ed Stavitsky, Elizabeth Sullivan, Alan Swift, Vernon Taft, Jerry Terheiden, Bob Tischler, Cookie Tischler, Virgil Tischler, George W.S. Trow, Margaret Victor, Peter Waldron, John Wall, Carl Weber, Gracie Whitefred, Jerry Weiner, Zoll Yanofsky, and Richie Vitucci. Thanks for listening.
Honk, honk, why it's Wobbles, the goose.